Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite Amazonas y el satélite Eutelsat 8
Good afternoon to all who
en
are
diferentes
connected
países.
through the Amazonas satellite and the Eutelsat 8 satellite in the different countries.
Este año
Today,
2025,
October 3rd of this year,
tenemos como tema
2025.
los grandes
Our subject
hombres
is
de
the
Dios,
great men of God.
que fue predicado por el Dr. William Soto
It was
Santiago
preached by Dr. William
el
Soto
sábado 6
Santiago
de
on
mayo del
Saturday, May
2006
6th of 2006
en Villahermosa,
in
Tabasco,
Villahermosa,
México.
Tabasco, Mexico.
Y leemos allí
And let's read there.
en el Evangelio según San Lucas, en el
In the
capítulo
Gospel according to Luke, in chapter
13,
13,
verso 22 en adelante,
verse
dice:
22 and on, and it says,
Pasaba Jesús
And
por
he
las
went through the
ciudades,
cities,
pasaba Jesús por
and he went
ciudades
through the cities and villages,
enseñando y iba
teaching and
caminando en
journeying
Jerusalén.
towards
Y
Jerusalem.
alguien le dijo:
Then
Señor,
said one
¿son
unto
pocos
him,
los que se
Lord,
salvan?
are there
Y él le
few that
dijo:
be saved? And he said unto
Esforzaos en
them,
entrar por la
Strive
puerta
to enter
angosta,
in at the
porque os digo
strait
que
gate,
muchos procurarán
for many,
entrar
I say
y no
unto you,
podrán.
will seek to enter in and
Después
shall
que el padre
not
de
be
familia
able. When
vio
once the master
insistir
of the
en su Señor
house, and
Jesucristo,
there
segundo
on
Adán,
top he writes the Lord Jesus Christ, second Adam.
después que el padre de
When
familia
once the
se
master
ha
of the
levantado y
house
cerrado la
is risen
puerta,
up and hath shut the door,
estando fuera,
and ye
empezáis
begin
a
to
llamar a la
stand
puerta
without,
diciendo:
and to
Señor,
knock
Señor,
at the door,
ábreme.
saying, Lord, Lord,
Respondiendo
open
dirá:
unto us.
No sé de
And
dónde soy
he
tú.
shall answer and say
Entonces
unto you,
comenzaréis a decir:
I know you
Delante
not
de ti
whence
hemos
ye
comido y
are.
bebido, y
Then
en
shall
nuestras
ye
casas
begin to say,
enseñaste.
We
Y
have
ellos
eaten
dirán:
and drunk in thy
Os digo que
presence,
no sé de
and thou
dónde
hast
sois.
taught in our
Apartaos de
streets.
mí,
But
todos
he shall
vosotros,
say, I tell you,
hacedores de
I
maldad.
know you not whence ye
Así
are.
será el
Depart
llanto
from
y el
me,
crujir de
all ye
dientes,
workers of
cuando
iniquity.
veáis a Abraham,
There shall
a
be
Isaac,
weeping
a
and gnashing
Jacob,
of teeth
y a
when
todos
ye
los
shall see
profetas que
Abraham,
habéis
Isaac,
visto
and
de Dios,
Jacob,
y
and all
vosotros
the prophets
estéis
in the kingdom of God, and ye
excluidos,
yourselves thrust out.
porque vendrán del oriente
And
y del
they shall come
occidente
from
y
the
del
east,
norte y del
and from the
sur,
west, and from
y
the
se
north, and
sentarán a
from
la
the
mesa
south,
en el
and shall
reino de
sit
Dios.
down in the kingdom of
He
God.
aquí hay
And
postreros que serán
behold, there
primeros,
are last
y
we shall
primeros
be
que serán
first,
postreros.
and there are first we shall be
Ahí
last.
escribe Apocalipsis
And
7,
there he
verso
writes
12,
Revelation
14,
7, verse
verso
2,
1,
14,
y
verse
uno será
1,
el que
and
reciba.
11 from 3 to 7.
Ese es el ministerio de
That is the
Moisés y
ministry of
Elías.
Moses and Elijah.
Aquel mismo día
The same
llegaron los
day
fariseos
there came
diciendo al
certain
Señor:
of the Pharisees,
Sal
saying unto
y vete
him,
de aquí,
Get thee
porque
out,
Herodes te
and
quiere
depart
matar.
hence, for Herod will kill
Y les
thee.
dijo:
And he said unto
Id
them,
y decid
Go
a
ye,
aquella
and
zorra,
tell that fox, you
vean a
see,
aquella zorra,
that
porque
fox, because
ese era un animal,
he was an animal,
o sea, era una bestia,
that is, he was a beast,
un animal
an
que el
animal
diablo
that the devil
estaba
was
utilizando.
using.
Digo animal porque esa es
I
la
say
raza
animal because that is the
de la
race of the
serpiente, esa
serpent.
es la línea
That is the
de la
lineage
serpiente
of the serpent
allí
there,
en esos
in
líderes
those
judíos.
religious leaders.
Ese sendero
The trail
de la
of the
serpiente viene allí,
serpent.
lo
Look,
vemos
we see it there,
en
in those
esos líderes
religious
judíos
leaders,
y en el
and
pueblo
in the
que lo
people who
seguía.
followed them.
Id y decid aquella zorra:
Go
He
ye and
aquí,
tell that
yo era
fox,
demonio y
behold, I
amigo
cast out
oraciones
devils, and I
hoy
do cures
y mañana
today and
y al
tomorrow,
tercer
and the
día
third day I
domingo.
shall be perfect.
Id y una
And
estrella de
there he
David.
draws a Star of David.
Quinto milenio,
Fifth
sexto
millennium,
milenio, sexto
that is,
milenio,
fifth millennium,
séptimo
sixth
milenio.
millennium, seventh millennium.
Comenzó la obra
He
allí
began the work there
y al final del
at the
quinto
end of
milenio
the fifth millennium.
estaba terminando allí la
The
dispensación de la
dispensation
ley,
of law was
comenzando la
ending there,
dispensación
and
de
the
la gracia.
dispensation of grace was beginning.
Y luego,
And then,
en el séptimo
in the
milenio,
seventh millennium,
en donde la dispensación de la
where the
ley
dispensation of the
ha
kingdom
comenzado.
has begun.
Sin embargo, es necesario que hoy y
Nevertheless, I
mañana
must
y
walk
pasado
today
mañana
and tomorrow
siga
and the day
caminando,
following,
porque no es
for it
posible
cannot
que
be
un profeta
that a
muera fuera de
prophet
Jerusalén.
perish out of Jerusalem.
David, una estrella de
And
David
there he
en el
draws a Star
cielo.
of David on the left.
Y el tercer día
And
termino mi
third
obra,
day I
también
shall be
dibujó una
perfect.
estrella de David
There
en el
he
cielo.
also drew a Star of David on the left.
Ahora pasamos al capítulo
Now
1
we
de
turn to
Segunda de
chapter
Pedro,
1 of 2 Peter,
verso 19
verse
que nos
19, where
dice:
it tells us.
Tenemos también la
We
palabra
have
profética
also
más
a more
segura,
sure word of
a la cual
prophecy,
hacéis
whereunto
bien
ye
en
do
estar
well that
atentos,
ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private... I will read it again. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The great men of God. You may please be seated if you're so kind. It tells us in the message, where is the God of Elijah, which was preached on March 15 of 2009 in Santa Marta, Mexico. It says, in the work that we saw through the Lord Jesus Christ was a divine work. He said, the works that I do, I don't do of myself, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Those same works that were seen in this great man of God will be seen in the end time. And the greatest of all is the Word, because the third pull is to reveal, to open the Word, to open the seventh seal. He goes on to say, the word of God came by the mouth of the prophet Moses. It was also brought by the mouth of the prophet Elijah, and it was also brought by the mouth of Jesus, the prophet greater than all the other prophets, because he was the Prince Messiah promised to come in those days. And now, for this end time, we have great promises that brings the blessings to his church, and then to the Hebrew people. Notice, in the Book of Quotations, Reverend William Branham tells us there, the way and the form in which God fulfills that promise in each age and in each dispensation. Look, page 156, in the paragraph 1399, it says, for that certain age, God's predestined that certain thing to happen, and there is not another thing that can take its place. Care what it is, how many man-made achievements, nothing can take its place. He predestined the man, maybe an ignorant man. He might have predestined him another kind of man, whatever he is. Whatever he is, he gives him his class, his gift, gives him his nature, his style, and whatever it is, how he expresses himself and whatever he does. He makes the man of the hour to catch, and there he writes catch, the people of the hour, and he writes the hour there on the right, and he draws a Star of David there to the right. And on the bottom, he writes the man of the hour, and he also writes the people of the hour. And above there, he writes, his prophet equals, he comes with the equipment for the age or, and he leaves that there, or age or dispensation. Now, notice also on page 26 of the Book of Quotations, on paragraph 218, it tells us there, and so we tonight want to think on that and remember that in the midst of all this cry, God cannot send a revival till he's got men in shape to take it. And before we can have this revival, God has to call out and train men. God trained men to carry his message. And above he writes, a man for a revival, and a star, or a pyramid there at the beginning of that paragraph 218, on the left, a pyramid there, and further down, He also draw, in that same paragraph, another pyramid. And in this same page, 26, from the Book of Quotations on paragraph 220, look, he says there, in all ages, in all times, God has always dwelt in men. And there he draws a cornerstone on the left. Man is God's agent. In every generation, God speaks to his people through human lips. He always chooses someone or something that he can use. And there he draws a Star of David on the left. And above that paragraph there, on page 26, he writes, God has always used a man as his agent, that is his partner. That is also, let's see, on page 118, there in paragraph 1045, look, it says, God does nothing outside of man. He always works through a man because he had to use a man. A man is what he had to use to display his attribute of Savior. So, being that he had to do that, he turns back around and makes the man a partner to him, and does nothing except he does it through a man. And there he writes on the top, God does everything through a prophet, which is his partner. Now, our brother William continues to say here, therefore, we will be seen at this end time in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the stage of the age of the cornerstone, which is the stage of the golden age. We will be seen the one we have all desired to see, the one of whom we've always asked, well, where is God? Where is the God of Elijah? The God of Elijah, according to the divine promises, will be in the midst of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ at this end time, and has been in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ the entire time, from age to age, manifesting himself through the messenger relevant to each age. And at this end time, he will continue to be in the midst of his church, in the golden stage of the church, the stage of the age of the cornerstone. That is where the God of Elijah will be. That is where we will be seeing the God of Elijah operating the ministries of Elijah for the fifth time, of Moses for the second time, and of Jesus for the second time. It will be the manifestation of the God of Elijah, of God the Creator of heavens and earth, in the midst of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ at this end time. How has God been in the midst of the church, revealing himself, unveiling himself among the people? Well, through the messenger of each age. And in the age of the cornerstone, it will be the same way, the same manner. And the great climax of the manifestation of the God of Elijah will be in a giant tent cathedral that is promised to appear. That is where the climax of the God of Elijah in the midst of Christianity will happen. And that is where the Hebrew people who have been searching for the God of Elijah and ask themselves, where is the God of Elijah? And Christians also ask themselves, where is the God of Elijah? They will be seeing him manifested in the midst of the church bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the stage of the age of the cornerstone, the golden age of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, as simple as that. Notice how simple and how clear he spoke it there. And Dr. William Soto spoke it in different messages. If the God of Elijah comes manifested at the end of time, then he must have a veil of flesh. For many, that is synonymous with stumbling. For others, is synonymous with joy, rejoicing, aware that God continued to carry out his program the way he always does, through human beings, through his prophets, his agents, his ambassadors. And that will fulfill all the divine promises that have been made to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Hebrew people regarding the manifestation of God at the last day. Notice, what was going to be manifested at the end of time in the midst of the Church in the Great Tent Cathedral would be what would fulfill what was said that the people of God would have at the end of time, where the ministries of Elijah, Moses, and of Jesus will be manifested by the Holy Spirit. And of course, there will be a man. He says it very clearly there. Of course. Why, of course? Because surely the Lord will do nothing without first revealing his secrets to his servants, the prophets. God is under obligation to fulfill everything that he promised. He did it in the past. Look, in the past, he said he was going to destroy the antediluvian world. He could have destroyed it, and that's it. But he sent a prophet to speak, to make known that divine judgment. See? He used a messenger for the deliverance of the Hebrew people. He used a messenger, a prophet, a veil of flesh, a man named Jesus, Moses, named Moses, correction, named Moses, to bring the salvation of the world. He came through a man who was created in Mary's womb. Now, notice that even to carry out that divine work, he had to create his own body because he has to follow the same pattern as always. He has to work the same way, despite being a work as glorious as the first coming of the Lord was. He had to do it and fulfill it through an instrument, a veil of flesh, one who walked among the people, who was one of the people. And of course, there will be a man, a messenger, who God will be using, through whom the Holy Spirit will be operating those ministries, as clear as a rooster crow. Now notice, that is what was promised, and that is what God is fulfilling, because God is faithful to fulfill his promise. And look, that is what Reverend William Branham told us on page, let's look here, on page 482 from the Book of the Seals. At the bottom, that's from the Book of the Seals in Spanish. It says, see, Israel gathering its own homeland, but did you notice he omitted the revelation of this seventh seal? And here, when the seventh seal, when he opened it, he also omitted it again? See? So we see that it is a complete mystery. Therefore, the hour is not yet for the mystery to be known. Therefore, we are this far, and the rest of it will be known right about the time that Jesus appears on earth again. And he writes there in his angel for his bride. And he draws a cornerstone there to the right, or whatever takes place at that time. Now, notice, there at the top, let's see if it's in this other one. Where he writes to us, if it is in this other book, on that same page, there he writes Revelation 19. And he also writes, I will ride that trail again. And there, in the top part, in this red book, he writes, I will ride that trail again. Now, Dr. William Soto goes on to say here in the message, where is the God of Elijah? He continues saying, to the believers, it will be simple. They will believe it. And then they will understand it. Remember the writing that he left for us in a notebook. He wrote, if you do not believe, you will not understand. The person can say, it is just that I don't understand, I don't comprehend any of that. Well, one can ask him, but did you believe? If they tell you, no, I don't believe. Oh, well, if you don't believe, then you won't be able to understand, because you have to believe for God to then work. But if he says, no, it's just that I don't believe that, well, then you won't understand. See, everything is written, everything is spoken. And what God is making known to us is that mystery of the seventh seal, which is being revealed to the church bride at this end time. Because notice, everything that he left for us in between the lines, as well as the writings in the notebooks and everything, is what we would be seeing at this time with the opening of that mystery of the seventh seal, how everything was going to be fulfilled, each piece in its place, each person positioning themselves in each group, which that is being done by the revelation, the word, which is being brought in this third pool. Because the most important thing is the word. The most important thing is the revelation, what God would be bringing, which would bring forth the rapture in faith in God's elect. But that same word is the one that makes the separation, the segregation. And that's what many don't like, the way, just as they didn't like the way, the manner in which God fulfilled the first coming of the Lord. Back in the time of Jesus, notice, they might have said, how can a man like this come here and tell us what we need to do? Or how can he say that he is the Messiah, that he is the Anointed One, that he is the fulfillment of the Scriptures, that he is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke? Now, look, in this message, let's pause for a moment there in this other one, but look, the message that he preached to us, titled, let's see here, The Authority of the Son of God. Look, he tells us there, on different occasions, many people wondered about Jesus when he was in his earthly ministry, in from where he had that authority and power for him to behave the way that he behaved. And even when he drove the merchants out of the temple, the religious leaders asked him, by what authority do you say these things? For he had not received authority from the high priest, nor from the Sanhedrin council to drive the merchants out of the temple, and he was casting them out. In other words, he says, but this man didn't receive any letter, any authorization, or anything from the high priest. How can this man come here to the temple and say this? By what authority are you doing that? By what power? Well, the power was divine. It was from heaven. It was from God. And now they ask him, by what authority you are doing this? In other words, has the Sanhedrin council and therefore the high priest allowed this to be done? Those people sold doves, which they used for sacrifices. They sold animals, which they used for sacrifices. And now Jesus cast them out. And now notice, the high priest and the council of the Hebrew religion has allowed all those things, and now Jesus doesn't allow it. Many things have been allowed in this Gentile world, but when the Son of God came there 2,000 years ago, he put everything in its place, everything as it should be. And at the end of time, in the fulfillment of his second coming, it is the same, whether people like it or not. But everything runs parallel to the first coming of the Lord. And now, notice, The high priest and the council of the Hebrew religion had allowed all these things, and now Jesus doesn't allow it. Jesus puts himself above the council of the Hebrew religion and above the highest leader, above the high priest, and shows by his actions that what they are doing or consenting to do is outside the will of God, and they didn't accept Jesus correcting them, nor imposing upon them what they should do. The very same thing at this same time. Now, that is why in the messages of Brother Branham and of Brother William, they always told us, and I say it as well, whatever you're doing at this time is exactly what you have done at that time as well. Look, many in Jesus' time came there. Look, in chapter 26, verse 57, it says, "And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's place, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, because that was the end goal at that time. That was the goal. It was to kill Jesus. It was to get rid of him. He's causing us too many problems, so let's find a way to eliminate him, to find false testimonies, to find people who will speak against him, find people who will prepare documentaries and things against him." See? At that time, there weren't the advances that we have now. But now, notice, in the present day, it is the same thing they did back then. They sought false testimonies and made a great plan to speak against Jesus. It says, "But found none." Now notice, if the end goal was death, which they achieved it in the end, notice, they managed to kill him because that was the end goal. The same thing at the second coming of the Lord, the end goal is to kill that instrument, because it is there in Revelation chapter 11. That is the end goal, to try to continue building that false testimony, speaking against that revival, against that work. That is why he said, when you see an attack directed against the Great Tent Cathedral and against the ministry that is there, watch, because we are close to the transformation and resurrection. But woe unto them, woe to them whom the evil is using for the squeeze and for the squeeze to begin and who provoke the squeeze. All of that is already prophesied. Therefore, there have to be people who fulfill those scriptures. There have to be people who do things that are fulfilling that which was spoken, and they have to do a good job of it. They make an effort, as it say, they have to work for the great tribulation. They have to speak against. They have to blaspheme. They have to mock. And they have to say certain things in a modern way, a modern style, so that everything is fulfilled. In other words, there is a work that must be carried out by those people, and they have to do it well, because they have to earn it. And the way they are going, they are doing a very, very good job. But the elect are doing very, very well, striving, working, receiving the teaching under the tent to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, to receive that new eternal and glorified body, to be able to see those who have departed. In other words, all those are promises for those who believe, for the elect of God, as simple as that. And there you can see all the groups fulfilling his program. What program? The program that was already brought through the prophets, those prophecies where at the end of time a claiming work would be carried out, and that in that claiming work it would be parallel to the work of redemption. Now, it goes on to say there, it says, "Now the chief priests and elders," and he draws a Star of David there to the right, "and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none." Yep. Though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. In other words, they spoke slander and all that. Notice, in that time, they gathered together and keep saying, say this, say that, share this, share that, keep saying this, meaning increasing all that slander and those things. Notice, all of that happened in the first coming, and in his second coming, well, the same thing would also happen. At the last came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. Now, notice, that was nothing but the truth. He did said that. And he also said, I am. He presented himself to many as well. Of course, it was the truth. But at that time, notice, that was a blasphemy. And notice, the same message, the same revelation that the elect received is the same revelation and the same word that they used against Jesus. So, many could say, but isn't this Joseph's son? As it said in the scripture there, isn't this the son of Joseph the carpenter? Now this man is saying that he is the son of God. How is that possible? In other words, notice, here they were using, on this verse 61, notice, using the same word and the same message that Jesus was preaching when he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days it will be raised up. Now, they would say, this man is a terrorist because he's going to destroy the temple, yet he was speaking of the temple as a body because we are temples of God. Now, using that same word, and notice, Caiaphas had prophesied there too. The high priest in that moment, let's see, that's in John chapter 11. Look, it says, then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man does many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe in him. Notice the religious jealousy right away. They get jealous. Well, if you do not like that movement, we could tell all of them there, then don't follow it. Why are you keeping an eye on it and listening to Jesus and saying, because those who said, he said, destroy this temple and in 3 days it will be raised up. So you were listening, huh? Because you were well aware of what he had said. That is in page 200 or 369 from the book of the Seals in Spanish. There, he, 369, it says there in a part there, he says, he is the Word. See, they had laughed at the Word, and here the Word was incarnate, and they had made fun of it, laughed at them, made fun of them, and the incarnate Word had dropped forth in the angel of Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Why didn't they repent? They couldn't. It was too far then. So they know that, the punishment. Do you know why they knew the punishment that was in store for them? Because even though in his message, what he has spoken and said is very clear that this is an individual matter, and each person has the choice of choosing life or death, blessing or curse. And he recommends, he says, therefore choose life so that you may live. Now notice, at that time, and at this time too, they have heard what has been spoken and what will continue to be spoken for those who received the fulfillment of the coming of the Lord. And they have also placed all of that, saying, but this man says that if you do not believe in him, then you will receive the divine judgments. Well, that is what's in the scripture. But notice, it is the fulfillment of that word being fulfilled by people who have to fulfill that. For there must be people who listen carefully and know the divine judgment and the curses that will come upon those who wouldn't receive that instrument. That is how it was in the first coming, and that is how it is in the second coming of the Lord. So they know that, the punishment, they hear it. Had they heard it or not? Like those people there who said, yes, they arrived and said, yes, he said to destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Meaning that they were in meetings that Jesus had. They had really taken in his message. They were following his message. They had sat in meetings like this and known about it. Even more so now that they don't have to come, because nowadays that is posted on social media, on web pages, which they are also faithful viewers of the tent's page and all the social media. In other words, they are some of the first ones. Surely we will later discover that they are the first ones keeping an eye on everything that is spoken. Now, notice, those were also those. We can say that they were of the lineage of Cain, that serpent's offspring. And we can say that they were of the fox's lineage of, as Jesus called him, because they are the same. So we can call them as Jesus did back then. In other words, it comes from that lineage, from that trail of the serpent. And that, well, in the message, the serpent's seed, and everything that was preached at that time, in the time of Brother Branham, there he speaks very clearly about that lineage, about that race, and the work that that lineage, that race carries out in each age and in each dispensation, and we even see it working in this time among the people of God. Because this is the time when that ministry of Moses and Elijah make that separation, that segregation, because they come together. Remember that in the ages, the messengers weren't allowed to uproot the tares. Because if they were uprooted, they could have uprooted the wheat as well. Because the messenger didn't have that revelation, they didn't have that ministry of Moses and Elijah in him. And he couldn't differentiate between one and the other. But the final ministry, the Son of Man with his angels, he does by the word and by what he speaks, he makes that separation. The word is what it does it, what it takes care of it. Because since each person has free will, he can choose whether to listen or not. No one is putting something to the head saying, no, you have to believe. Each person hears if he wants to, but since they need evidence to give their false testimony and to speak against the work of God, well, they have to hear in order to carry their work out. Now he goes on to say, and they knowed that the things of those prophets had predicted was looking them right in the face. The thing that they had rejected, they had spurned mercy for the last time. Now notice that this is what Reverend William Branham said regarding to those ministries that will be making known the blessings and also the divine judgment. Now notice what it says there. In the Gospel according to John, which we are reading, it says, that is in chapter 11, verse 47, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe in him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all. nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together to put him to death. Notice why he said that? He called him a fox? Because notice, he's an animal. And if they took counsel to kill him, who was the first murderer? It was Cain, the serpent's son, in whom the devil, Satan, Lucifer, was incarnate. See how that trail continues to use that race? Which we see more predominantly at this end time. And at the end, they will achieve what they achieved back in the first coming of the Lord, to kill the instrument in whom God fulfilled his first coming. And at this end time, it will be the same thing. Notice, that's as far as their happiness and joy will go. And then, 3.5 days of joy are added for them. But that's as far as their joy will go. They are happy and rejoicing and, well, this is great, we are speaking badly. And here's another bad thing, and there's another, and we are bombarding that. And they are happy and joyful. This, let's get him this way. And look, all of that, for the children of God, the chosen of God, and the ministry, instead what we see is the scriptures being fulfilled. But then, notice, 3.5 days is all that will be left of those people's happiness, because afterward, they will be left with such great sorrow and such great loneliness where they are going. Now, for the children of God, it says that your sorrow shall be turned into joy. See? It is the other way around. Some will be joyful because it says that the nations will send each other gifts and will rejoice because the one who tormented the nations has been taken out of the way. And in the end, that happiness and that joy will turn into such a great sorrow. Now, for the elect of God, it's the other way around. It's sorrow turning into happiness, into joy. Because notice, when Jesus came, many said, this man is going to form a coup d'etat there, here, and he's going to be against everything we have already built for years. The best thing to do is to eliminate him. Now notice, in the days of the apostles as well, the same thing happened there, because they said, look, that was Gamaliel. He said, look, if this is not of God, it will disappear. Now, if it is of God, well, we won't be able to stop it. We won't be able to stop this movement. Meaning, they couldn't. Let's look at that part here. It should be in the book of Acts. Let's see where that is, where it says. Yes, it's Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 34. Look, it says, then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee. He was speaking about this before that. Peter is preaching there. Let's start from the 29th. He says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. To whom? To those who obey him. When they heard that, they were caught to the heart and took counsel to slay them. There you see that lineage of the serpent. There you see that way and manner of Cain, because the only murderer is the devil. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostle forth a little space. He was going to speak privately to them, and said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching this man. In other words, he is giving a warning. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. Now look, in these times there have also been movements like that, which have arisen and have faded away, because notice, we are living in the same times as Jesus. It is parallel in everything, because there has to be an equivalent to that time. Groups of people have risen up saying that they are this or that. They have taken many people with them, and notice, it has been reduced to nothing. And it was the same way in the time of Jesus, but this man was very, very wise. And he says, after this man rose up Judas the Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him, he also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. In other words, there was a movement before all of that too, which was not of God, because when there is something false, there must be something true. And at this end time as well, it was also promised that in a great tent cathedral he would make known the mystery of the seventh seal, and he would reveal himself to the people, and the people would be watching and listening to everything God promised through the Reverend William Branham, who told us that in a great tent cathedral God would be given the rapture in faith, and in which he saw the pillar of fire there, and spoke countless things about our time. In other words, everything we are seeing happen today is what the prophets said would happen. And the people of God would be living in a parallel time to the time of the first coming of the Lord, where everything, but in present-day fulfillment, regarding the people, regarding the groups, regarding the nations and everything, is falling into place, because everything will be parallel to the first coming of the Lord. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. That truly is a wise man, because he knew that many had already risen up, saying, I am the Christ. Another said, I am the Messiah. And another over there. Many people were drawn away, but then it faded. He knew, he understood that. And instead of saying, well, we have to eliminate him, because this must be the same thing, so we have to eliminate him. No, he kept quiet and said, wait, if this isn't from God, look, it will fade. Now, if it is of God, and it ends up being what God spoke through the forerunner, if this is that, I better not be against that. I'd rather stay quiet. And that's the best recommendation that Gamaliel gave them there. And at this end time, it is the same thing. He had been speaking to us and telling us, when you see all of that, if you do not understand it, it's best to stay quiet. Don't participate in anything. least you end up against what God had promised. And someday, not too far from now, they will realize that it was like what Gamaliel said to them, meaning that he was right. And at this time, he was also right. He would be right if he had been here and had given that advice to those who are living in this time. Now, look, going back to where we paused, in the message, where is the God of Elijah? He goes on to say there, to the believers, it will be simple. They will believe it, and then they will understand it. Why will they believe? Because they will read in the Word of God and in the forerunner's messages that this is what is promised for the church bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be seeing the fulfillment of the things that have been promised. They will be seeing, they will be reading what the forerunner said. In other words, they will be reading from his message. Look, there's a place here, he told us, among many, but in one of these places, always abounding in the work of the Lord, on May 10 of 2003, there he says, he's quoting a scripture from the Book of Quotations, and it says, it will be good, Miguel, for those who don't have these books, that is the Book of Quotations, Ages, Seals, and all of that, to somehow download them from the internet that was in 2003. In other words, if they didn't have that printing presses there, somehow download them from the internet or wherever they are so that everyone has them, so that when it is quoted, they are able to see that what Reverend William Branham said is being quoted. And that way, well, they can obtain a solid knowledge that is knowledge that is knowledge that is based on what was said by the Holy Spirit through Reverend William Branham. See, everything is so that the foundation of what God is fulfilling may be seen. That is why he said, have the Book of the Seals, Ages, Quotations. Now, look, there are some brethren who tell me, but brother, then I can't take my laptop or tablet or my own phone where I have the books there? Of course you can. No one has said that you cannot use a tablet if you feel more comfortable with a tablet or laptop or your own phone to read those books. You may do so. In recent days, we have spoken about something else, which isn't the same thing. We have spoken about uploading messages or excerpts or messages to some chats that were opened without checking first and not posting them there. And that is something that Brother William said should not be done, shouldn't be done. And that was growing. Notice how something so simple can already start becoming denominational. And that is something very, very dangerous. God, at this time, would be paying very close attention so that it doesn't happen, because it seems like something good, but behind that, the enemy could come in and do a lot of harm. A few things had already happened, but notice, thank God that he has given us that warning. But as for using the books through a tablet or something like that, of course you may do so. You may use it. And if you're going to use the phone to read, or whether it's the hymn book or have the Bible or something, you will see how to adjust yourself and not let your eyes wander. Looking at other things that show up on your phone, you already know how to do that. You're adults. And we don't have to be telling you what to do, meaning that each one has free will to decide at this time and to prepare and to receive the teaching however the person wishes. The important thing is to follow the instructions and the guidance that are given. And whoever doesn't wish to do so, well, no one is forcing you. In other words, there are things that were spoken at that time, around the decade of the 70s and even the 80s, there are things that have later God gave later shed more light on. So then, those things that are done wrong, said wrong, shouldn't be posted there and left them as they were said, because later he gave, God gave more light. It's, let's give just one example. It's like reading where Brother Branham said that the bride would go through the Great Tribulation, or that the bride was that crowd coming out of the Great Tribulation. Would you post that in a chat? You wouldn't, would you? Well, you don't post that because you are now aware that God later corrected him and said, no, the bride is not going to go through the Great Tribulation. And the second example that Brother William almost always uses, when Brother Branham said that the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit, of having received the Holy Spirit, is the gifts of speaking in tongues and all of those things. Later, he corrected it and said that the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit is that you believe the word, the message of the hour. Now, you won't post all of that without editing it, without correcting it, and just post it like that for the people. Well, they should already know that that's wrong. No, what's that about? All of that is not supposed to be, is not not to be published, see? It is edited. Well, this is how it is with the messages of Dr. William Soto. There are things that God had not yet revealed to him at that time, in that decade. And when he spoke them, later on, God gave more light. And even what he said, there are things that are now seen being materialized, being fulfilled. And all of that, well, is first verified and then is given to the person. They are then put on Sunday or on Friday, and then the excerpts are spoken. They are read, already corrected in the light of today. Now, they were doing all of that without unfiltered, let's say, publishing it as it is. And they didn't perhaps, many people didn't realize that instead of doing good to the brothers, to the sisters, and to the people who were there, what they were doing was harmful, because that, in that way, was not the way it was said that that teaching under the tent would be given. It was by tuning into the Great Tent Cathedral. It wasn't by tuning into some chats. They are used and have been helpful for another type of works, but for the teaching under the tent, it's tuning into the tent. That is where it is being made known exactly as it, the teaching brought by the Holy Spirit to bring forth the rapture in faith, is effective. It cannot be any other way, because then you would be placing the word wrong. And what we want is to place the word right. I hope that this other recommendation and what we have spoken now, well, we'll add it to what we have already spoken about this subject, because there were some questions there, especially the one about whether you could bring to church an iPad or to have the books there. You may do so. You may bring the books. And I've even seen people who read the Bible from their phones. It's easier for them. When they sing, they have the hymn book on their phone, and they have all the, if it's a phone that can handle all that memory of files. Otherwise, well, if they have an iPad, you may do so. And people shouldn't criticize a person. Look, you didn't bring your books, but I have an iPad. And then when I get home, I transfer to my book at home. If that's the way the person sees it best, that way, then do it as you see convenient, but everything aligned to the Great Tent Cathedral, to the teaching of the Seven Thunders. Now, Dr. William Soto Santiago goes on to say here, the unbelievers, well, will continue to be unbelievers. An unbeliever is an unbeliever. He doesn't believe the Word of God. He doesn't believe the program of God, but the believers do believe it. And when they see the God of Elijah working and bringing the Word, they say, that is what I was waiting for. Why were they waiting for that? Because that is what was promised. We won't be waiting for something else that has not been promised. Those who are waiting for something that has not been promised get mixed up in many foolish things and never amount to anything. They never managed to recognize the God of Elijah. They never managed to see the God of Elijah manifested. We must be well-founded. We must be based upon the Word of God, upon what God has promised for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ for this end time. We cannot live from that. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. That is what Jesus said while being here on earth. That is why we see in Brother Branham's messages and in Brother William's messages everything that has been promised with a foundation, so that when God is carrying out everything that was spoken, we don't then overlook it. So we believe it with all of our hearts, and then we understand it, because God opens the Scriptures to us, and He opens our understanding so that we understand them. But first, we believe it. Therefore, those who search the Scriptures will be able to see these things that are promised for this end time. The great men of God. Let's stand and thus live with us in this subject, the great men of God, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.